Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was the Four Tops, Standing in the Shadow of Love. And this evening, we're having happy hour. Hope everybody's home and relaxed, got your favorite drink, sitting in your favorite chair, maybe have your favorite plate of food. All I want is your ear. That's all I want. Today was a beautiful day here. The weather was 70-some degrees. People with shorts and sandals, you know, just doing the regular thing on a nice, warm spring day. But I don't even think it's spring yet, but whatever. It was a beautiful day. I didn't get out in it because I was around the house being a little bit busy, but I knew it was a beautiful day. Looked out there, and, oh, I did go out for a second, but not traveling or anything, but it was definitely a beautiful day here today. Tomorrow, I'm not sure what it's going to be like, but I know it's going to be another beautiful day, regardless to whatever the weather is, if I wake up in it. And since this happy hour, I'm going to get right into the music, because we're only going to be on an hour and a half, not unless someone requests us to be on a little bit longer. So here we go. Well, that was suddenly. That's Give 'Em Cornbread. That's by Bo Jacques. That's a Zydeco singer. He's from out of New Orleans. When I went to New Orleans, I didn't get the pleasure to see him because at that particular time he was dead. I was turned on to Zydeco music on a visit to New Orleans. And what I liked about New Orleans is the Bourbon Street. You go on Bourbon Street, they have clubs lined up on each side of the street. You go in one club, you can hear hip-hop, R&B, soul music, all kind of music you can hear on Bourbon Street. And that's where I picked up the Zydeco. And here every Saturday on WPFW, we have a guy who's he plays Zydeco music every Saturday, and I'm tuned into that as well. But that was Bojack. Give 'Em Cornbread. Betty Wright, the Clean Up Woman. When that song was out, everybody was creeping with this one, creeping with that one, and the Clean Up Woman was cleaning up. Okay, we're going to get right back into it. I'm going to do a little something by Bobby Womack and Shirley Brown.
Too long. Oh, you always seem to call listen to me. The only one to be beside of me that they paid to see. But you get that free, baby. But you get the work so out of me. The things that I lost along the way took a whole lot out of me. I had become so blind that I saw more reality.
Oh, oh, I can't remember when the dead you threw. But I never, never gave up on you. I think you had to work. But baby, did we make it through? But sometimes you let it feel, you let it feel so insecure.
You don't have to wait.
Bobby Womack and Shirley Brown, No Matter How High I Get. Shirley Brown is the young lady who sang Woman to Woman. I think that maybe was like a, she had a few hits, and I did have the pleasure to see her in concert. She can really, that woman can sing. And I mean, when I say she can sing, she sounds just like when she's, like, you know, it's almost as if she's pantomiming, but I know she's not. But she can really sing, Bobby Womack. I never saw him in person, but he's an awesome singer as well. Get right back into the music, and some of you may even remember this song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Mr. Coco Brown. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean, lady? Well, I want you to really, you know, take much. I like you just the way you are naturally.
Matter of fact, why don't you put on one of those lovely sun dresses that I bought you? That'll do it for me. Just pull your hair back. Take your shoes off. That's all I need. You know what I mean? Sundress. Check it out. The soul of your femininity fits you just like that dress. You see, I don't need to see your designer clothes, silk robes, or fishnet pantyhose. Cause to me, that sundress you wear is the next best thing to you naturally. Just about any color will do too. Cocoa, brown, or a light shade of blue, if it's alright with you, because to me, I just want to see the way it holds you, envelops you, teases your skin like the wind, enticing the hell out of me, caressing you so close, but making you look so free. Sundress. Days, months, even millenniums after I saw you in that dress, images of you behind still danced in my mind, leaving little imprints of the silhouette of you up against the horizon in that dress. Oh, this is real. You see, that park lot might as well have been a field of daffodils, cause not one card in my mind let my eyes see. Just the sun, moon, brooks, and streams, and the soul of your femininity. But not even an eclipse could have blinded me to that blissful taste of nature's reality. As I stood watching you from the shadows, I was frozen still like a deer trapped in a car's headlights. Hey, lady, let me tell you how it was. All my actions ceased. So at least give the design of that dress the damn Nobel Peace Prize for the way that your thighs up against that dress brought a peace to the eyes of this mighty beast, sundress. As you stood up on that balcony, I reached for you as I fell to my knees, and in a soft, trembling voice, I beg God, please, please, please let Mother Nature send me a gentle breeze. Let it flow swiftly from the evening skies past my rise and lift that dress ever so gently from my thighs. Ooh, 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 I like to thank that north wind that blew, quenching my imagination's thirst as the wind, her hair and that dress played a three-part harmony, singing beautiful chords in the key of L to my mind. Senses heightened, I'm as light as a May cloud, pulsating like a summer brook, hot as 2 o'clock in a Florida July. And that sundress that you wear is why. Can me and you, you and I be one together with nature? Hell, I could be cool as the wind. Matter of fact, I could be that breeze that flows from the evening skies, gently lifts that dress from your knees and touches your thighs. Or I could be the water in that thunderstorm that gets you and your dress wet yet makes you feel warm. Or I could be the sun in that dress that touches your moons and sets the light of fire to this dark room. Or even better yet, if with me, Coco Brown, you impress, hey, could I just be that sundress? Forget the rest of your wardrobe, you won't need any other clothes. You can wear different shades of me, Coco Brown, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. Can I be your sundress? Would you wear me as I envelop your soul, caress your mind, tease your skin just like that wind? My hands like that cotton blend on your hips, my lips like the ends of your garments as I dip to kiss your knees. My presence making you feel as free as hummingbirds above the trees. Everywhere I go, you could wear me. Cause with our minds, souls, and bodies intertwined in these fields of posies and dandelions, your earth, your wind, your water, your fire, I could be. If just like that dress, lady, you choose to wear me. I'm Coco Brown from the Fat Cat.
Everywhere I go, you can wear me. That's Coco Brown and the Fat Cat's band, Sundress. And that was a perfect song for today. Beautiful song. I love spoken word, and I love that. So with that being said, we're going to get right back into the music.
Love, love. house rent is paid.
Freddie's Dead. That was in the movie Superfly. And if you didn't get to see Superfly, it's on DVD. This song I'm going to send out to my friend in Alabama, Miss Kane. This is for you, Miss Kane.
Baby, so many times I want to hold you.
sometimes I need to have you by my side.
Gap Band, that goes out to my girl, Miss Kane, A Yearning for Your Love. We're going to get right back into the music with Jill Scott, A Long Walk.
Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat. And you're all that. Such a dream. Then you're humble. Man, I'm numb your feeling. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park. After dark, find a spot, a spot. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe cry to the blue. Or maybe we could just be silent.
Be loved and needed. y'all, what up, this Wine Clef with Mary J.
I'm about to serenade the girls with my acoustic guitar, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks.
Exclusive flavor. Wine Clef featuring Mary J. Blige.
I want you to say,
come on, come on. You heard it first.
Mary J. Blige and Wyclef 911. Before that, you heard the main ingredients, Everybody Plays a Fool, and of course, Jill Scott, Long Walk. I'm going to take you way back down memory lane, a song that I used to jam to way back in the day, like maybe in the 60s, maybe 65 or something like that. But this was a favorite one of my groups, and I love this song.
Wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman. Hey, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, that's the Marvelettes from 1960, whenever, Mr. Post Band. And if you have a request, you can call in, and if I have it, I'll play it. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And if you have a request, call in, and if I have it, I will play it. Since we're back in the 60s, I'm going to continue with this song. Sorry, that was the wrong song. Boss, Miss Diana Ross, Stop in the Name of Love. That song was a favorite of mine back in the day as well. I got a lot of favorites, don't I? Well, I guess I do, because every song I put on here I really like. I didn't put any songs on here that I didn't like, but, you know, some of them are, I favor them more than others, but I do like every song that I have on my switch, on my playboard, okay? So we're going to get right into a song by Denise LaSalle. It's called Come to Bed.
Thank you.
blessed Denise LaSalle come to bed. And were you listening to those words? She said she's not going to roll her hair up, leave the dishes until the morning. You look so delicious. Forget about that argument we had. Just come to bed so we can make love. That's a beautiful song. I really like that.
Chocolate in the stove waiting for you. But listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Huh? This was a juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. you know. I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that Alley Cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you just smashed. That's right. Selling rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out here.
That's Orange Juice Jones walking in the rain. He really told her off, canceled all her credit cards, took the money out the bank, told her stuff was in the guest room. I ain't mad at you. I'm sorry, that's the wrong song. Here it is.
There's a song that I always wanted to record. Written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. I'm gonna sing it tonight. It's been a long time since you touched me and made me feel that wonderful glow you do. It's been a long time since you held me and squeezed me, so I wonder what's come over you.
I don't know if I ought to bring it up.
Seems like such a funny thing to talk about. Don't know if it's right to do. Nowhere to turn to you when I'm up against. Said I wanna know.
Is it still good?
Wow, that's Patti LaBelle and Eddie LaVert. Is It Still Good to You? That song was written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, the husband and wife that's been married forever. Okay, we're going to get right back into the music. Abruptly. That was Salt and Pepper Push. This next song is back in the 60s, The Marvelettes Forever. Ooh. day, and it still is. I still love that song, and I play it. I have the CD, the Marvelous Greatest Hits here, and I'm still stuck in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But that was when music was music, and the lyrics were beautiful in songs. So, oh, that's why. Here we go with another song. You guys may not recognize this voice, but this was a young lady that sang her way. I think she sang more of, I wouldn't say contemporary, but she just sang her own way, her own style. And I went to a concert that she was at, and people actually walked out, but I guess they weren't hip to her back then. But now, you know, she's more out there. So if you recognize this song, that's good. If not, when it's over, I'll tell you who the artist is.
This is a song about a very big, strong, black, sexy Southern Baptist minister who thinks that he has his program all together until he runs up against a lady who shows him that he ain't got it together. His name is Reverend Dr. Lee. Reverend Lee. He went to the water and he prayed to the Lord about old Satan's daughter. Yeah, it seems in a dream, child, while he lay sleeping, she climbed in his bed, starts rubbing.
Reverend Lee.
That old devil was trying to get a piece of Reverend Lee. That's Roberta Flack. Reverend Lee is the title of the song, and like I said, that song was at least, well, maybe at least 40 years old, if not close to it. And, you know, it's about the devil and a preacher. So that's a pretty good song.
Out of a hat, disappear and return like that. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your cries and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man, yeah. On stage in life, I'll dazzle your eyes. And later on that night, I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man, yeah. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold
Robert Winter's Magic Man. That was a nice song, too. I'm going to get into a little bit of Otis Redding. Some of you may remember some of his songs, some of you may not, but Otis Redding died when he was 26 years old in a plane crash. He was a wonderful singer, and he's gone. But I'm going to play a couple of songs by him.
I've been loving you too long to stop me. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness.
Otis Redding's A Double Play. Try a Little Tenderness. And before that, I've Been Loving You Too Long. The show is at an end, and I'm going to give you a rundown of my shows. I have one more show at the end of this month on the 25th. Tamisha Tucker is going to be my guest. Me and my co-host, Miss Rhea Alex, will be interviewing her. April the 1st, the show is going to be, I Want to Be, it's a show. We're going to be discussing about a show I saw on Dr. Phil where this man confessed that he wants to be a woman. April the 8th, we're going to have a gentleman on called I.B. Freeman. He's going to be discussing HIV, and he also wrote a book called Mr. HIV. On the 15th of April, we're going to be discussing how to mend a broken heart. April the 22nd, we're going to be discussing possessive women, and on the 29th, we're going to have our slow jams. So my shows aren't posted yet, but, you know, keep checking back. Usually the time is 11 p.m. on Fridays, and when I do my slow jam or my happy hours, they're generally at 10:30. So I appreciate everybody who came out and hung with me. Hope everybody have a good evening. And, you know, be safe, be careful out there, because there's a lot of people getting killed, you know, in accidents and different things like that. So be careful. Come back next week. And again, thank you. Good night.
What's so good about this bar?
Since you say
Good night, everybody.